21-1. USA now advances to the regional semifinal to take on Reese in Ithaca, Michigan on Monday. Tip-off is at 6 p.m. Coverage will start at 5:30.
Patriots are now 17-5, and I'm sure they're looking forward to Monday, as we are too. How many times they've played Reese now? This is going to be their third time.
Yes, indeed.
And, of course, I saw one of those battles in Reese. And
that was a close game.
It really was.
When Reese played in USA, this was on February 5th, it was 62-36 USA big by 26 points. Backtrack to January 8th when USA played at Reese. It was a four-point victory for the Patriots, 60-56. So this game on a neutral court could go either way. USA is playing very well, probably the best ball they've had all season long. They've now won four in a row and six of their last seven. But Reese, also surging, got through that St. Charles district. They beat Valley Lutheran on Monday. They beat Saginaw MLS in an upset 52-50 on Wednesday. And now taking out Saginaw Novell tonight for the championship, Reese against USA on Monday.
USA had, when they played at Reese, it seemed like there was more balanced scoring. You had Aaron Sines with 17, Harrison Kramer with 10, Macklin Gettle with 10, and Isaiah Williamson with 12, and Michael Kemp had 8. So there was a lot of distribution. I'm not sure if that's what the pattern is right now or what it could be later. I don't know. We're about to find that out on Monday. On the other end of the coin, though, you know, hats off to the
Hatchets.
The Hatchets. I was trying
nothing
to think
to
of
be ashamed
the,
of.
I was thinking, you know, like the so used to saying reigning champions, but you know, they gave it a great effort, like the heart of a champion. So they're always going to be champions as far as, you know, what they've done in the past, and of course what they're going to do as individuals in the future. This is a great learning opportunity to go ahead and come together with your teammates, your friends, and so forth. Great coaching staff, and go out there and just mix it up with people. And that's what they've done. They are the first undefeated basketball team that I can remember. They've got themselves a district championship. They've got a couple of crowns on the Greater Thumb Conference. So I'll tell you what, it's been quite a reign, and you know, now somebody has replaced them for the King of the Hill, but you can't take anything away from what they've accomplished. And so at this point in time, I want to, you know, say that we've really enjoyed covering the Bad Axe Hatchets, enjoyed watching them, and we're going to be missing all sorts of seniors, and I'm just going to go up and down the lineup. It's like Don Buddy McLeod, for example, who's you know, give us some thrills and spills and stuff. John Messing, he was just a tremendous ball player, and we really appreciate him. Mason Krug, who did not get an opportunity to play tonight, but tell you what, that does not minimize the fact of what he has done for the past few years. Daniel Fucinari, that came off the hockey team to play with the Bad Axe Hatchets basketball team. I'm sure he gave it 100% every day that he was out there. Andrew Sutton, who I think was probably one of the most improved players that I have seen this year, if not the most improved player. And then last but not least, Tommy Morneau. Tommy Morneau is a story within himself. He's been just, you know, tremendous all the way through, always will be. The young man, like his teammates, is a winner. And I suspect that all through his life, that's exactly the same traits that he's going to carry. Doing anything that he wants to do, he'll be a success at it.
And John, I'm not trying to bring up bad blood here for you, but you can kind of feel for Bad Axe right now. Back in what, 1989, was it?
Yes, 89.
89, you were the favorite going into districts. You only had one loss in the regular season.
Both teams in the finals were rated the top 10 in the Class C, and we had the edge on that. Back then it was the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, and there was a young man that was brought up to the varsity level, and we had no idea who in the heck he was. The young man's name was Reggie Ignash, and he came off the bench in the late fourth quarter when we had a lead and just became a buzzsaw. We had done all sorts of things to stop their number one scorer, which we had accomplished. That was Kendall Wirtz, And we had the game basically in the bag, but something happened at the three-minute mark, and we couldn't hit a free throw to save our lives. And they were all over the all over us like buzzy flies, I'll tell you. And they came out with a one-point victory. The only thing I ever regretted about that particular game was not calling timeout to go ahead and see if there was some plexiglass up there on the rim and seeing why that ball wasn't going in. And the other thing, too, was we had a young man that was a 90% plus free throw shooter, and he was fouled on the last play of the game. I would have loved to have seen him go in there for a 1-1. Other than that, I have no problems with it. It's not bad blood at all. It's high school basketball at its finest, and you know, every coach goes through this. It's something that might etch on your soul for a while, but you can look back into it and say, you know, I'm glad I had the experience. It would be better than just going ahead and being the couch potato and not having that experience at all. So that's how I feel about it, and I know it's going to take the Hatchets a while to go ahead and get to that point. But time will erase some things. Right now for the Hatchets, it is baseball season. It is track season, you know, go out there and the weather's starting to turn warm and everything. Just enjoy what's left of your senior season for the seniors and for the juniors. Come back with some resolve and see what happens for the off season. You go out with the idea that what can I do to improve myself? What can I do to turn my weaknesses into strengths? Because that's what summer is all about. And once you've worked on your weaknesses and you try to make your strengths even that much better, then you're going to find that you've got a nucleus of kids that are ready to go out there and compete like the Bad Axe Hatches have competed like the last 3 years or so.
Well, it's been a marathon of a night. We've now been on air for 3 hours on the dot. As the gym has finally cleared out, USA finally decided they should probably start heading west at some point here before daybreak hits when they roll into Unionville and Sebring. As District 83 has closed its books in Harbor Beach in an absolutely packed gymnasium, one of the best atmospheres I can remember in our 5 years broadcasting for WLAW Sports. And now it's on to regional play.
Regional at Ithaca. And, well, it's going to be a Greater Thumb Conference opening game anyways. And it's going to be fun to watch Reese. I've seen them. This will be the fifth time on Monday. So I'm pretty excited. USA, I'm sure they're pretty excited.
And it seems to me like there's better odds. It feels like there's a bigger chance for a Greater Thumb Conference team to, aside from Reese, we're talking from this district, to move forward through regionals.
That road is open. Ever since Reese pulled the upset against Michigan Lutheran Seminary, they really did a favor for the Greater Thumb Conference, I'll tell you. And I say good for them. That game against MLS was a two-point ball game, and I don't know how Reese pulled it out, but they did. Okay, so, you know, MLS is playing track and baseball now, too. And so who's left in that particular region? Let's see, who would it be?
We have, what, Reese, USA, Ithaca, and whoever wins between Vassar and Millington.
So, wow, Vassar Millington. Now, that's going to be a dogfight, too. In fact, I think my money might be on I'm not even going to say.
you're gonna save it for
Millington
Sunday.
Just, you know, they've been there before, and they've got some that one.
Sean
really,
Pardee.
Yeah, and it's not that I discount Vassar because I really like their team. I like what they do. I like the personnel that they have. It'd be a great game, is what that would be.
As so. We're looking and. Millington beats Vassar 59-33.
Well, I was going to pick actually Vassar.
So Millington, Reese, USA, and we believe Ithaca will be in that region starting on Monday. First game will be USA and Reese in Ithaca, even though we could play it a lot further east than that. And then the winner of that one will go on to play on Wednesday in the regional final. After that, quarterfinal, which is down at Troy Athens.
That's a good place to play.
That's a great gym.